Next, we have an intermediate level nested loop. Now, the intermediate nested loop is actually the same as a basic nested loop, the same basic structure and layout. You're just going to refine it and add a few pieces to make it more impactful. So what will you be adding? The first thing you're going to add is emotional content. And by this I mean that each of the stories that you tell will have an emotional theme to go with it, so that each story will elicit in someone else a state, some kind of emotional experience. Now, when you go back to the emotional trigger CD, CD5, you'll find all kinds of different ways that you had to evoke an emotional state in someone else. And you use those skills, but this time you're going to bury them within storytelling. So remember, one way to evoke an emotional condition is to actually just riff around a particular theme, a particular set of language things, for example, going on a holiday or whatever it happens to be. Another way to do it is to use dramatic devices. If you need any help with this, just go to any Hollywood film and you'll notice how they manipulate your emotions through the dramatic devices of the characters, the situation the characters get put into, and also the music and visuals that are created. So remember, part of the experience that you're creating for people is the experience, the pictures you're painting inside their mind. You're painting those pictures in different ways. You make different sounds appear inside their mind by the descriptions you offer, and they'll have different emotional reactions. Now, two people can tell a story. One person can tell you how they brought their children to school one day, and everyone can be sitting there laughing and crying and just about the antics that are going on. Another person can tell you about the most heart-wrenching condition, say that his parents passed away over the weekend, and he can tell it in such a flat way that no one has any emotional reaction at all. In fact, if anything, people get bored. So the difference between the two is the way the story is told. Now, everything you've learned so far is going to be very important for you to use at this stage. So you're going to use your emotional tones in your voice. Train your voice to be able to express emotion. It's very important. And one way to get good at these dramatic devices is to do the story a day exercise that you learned on CD7. Just tell lots and lots and lots of stories. The stories can be about anything. The stories can be how you laze about on your couch all day. It doesn't matter, provided that you communicate some kind of an emotional event, an emotional experience. And as time goes by, you'll be able to polish these things. Now remember, these stories are things that you must practice in the presence of other people. If you just do it by yourself, you might get a little bit useful to the flow and that sort of stuff, which is okay. But until you make a story that you present to other people, better still, you make it up live in the moment, you won't know where the timing goes. You won't know where the dramatic pauses go. You won't know because you have no one to react to, to respond. The whole point of a story is that you get people responding to you. The same is true of these nested loops. These nested loops are only ever as good as each individual loop that you put together. So before you can start putting stories together in a sequence, you need to be able to have decent stories. They don't have to be the world's best stories, but they have to be decent stories that stand on their own and captures people's attentions, captures their imagination. So you're telling your stories, 3, 4, 5 different loops. You're breaking off at the right point, you're transitioning, and at each point, you're creating a little chain of emotional experiences. You're creating an emotional roller coaster people can go through. Now, this can be a very useful way, by the way, of activating someone's negative emotions and then slowly changing them into a positive emotion as well through the power of storytelling. So already you're beginning to work on many different levels in terms of stories. There's the emotional roller coaster level, which could have a particular experience that it's following. You could have the actual stories themselves and the stories that they tell and the information that provides, as well as the trance processes that you have in the middle. Now, if you compare this to the way stories were originally told or originally used by the old storytellers in Europe, in Africa, in North America, pretty much anywhere where the human beings had settled down, they used a stock of stories, a small stock of maybe 10, 20, 30 stories, and they would tell them over and over again. And they could take 10 minutes, they could take 5 hours in the telling of the story. You'd never know which one it would be until you got there, because the stories would be used to resolve the kind of issues the tribe were having at that time. The stories would be used as a way of communicating a pattern of change to people, and the storyteller would know which stories to tell and how to tell them, based entirely on his audience's reactions. Now, when you have a stock of stories that you can tell, some which have certain emotional states embedded in other things, you'll know how far to take them based on the reaction your audience is giving you. So there's always that feedback loop going on. Now, the second thing you'll be doing at the intermediate level of nested loops is, instead of giving just pure or straight suggestions in the middle between the stories all being broken off and then closing up again at the end, you're going to use a trance process instead. We will look at these trance processes in more detail on CD 11 on conversational trance formulas, getting what you want. Once you've learned those, you can come back and insert them here at the point of suggestion between the point where you break off your final story and begin to close all your loops again. These trance processes will do the same thing essentially as a direct set of suggestions do. It's just a bit more sophisticated because they take the mind through a particular journey. Now, anything can be a trance process. You can give the mind certain instructions of things it needs to do in order to get to a particular outcome. You can follow the actual trance processes that we've laid out for you in CD 11. You can also stick with direct suggestions if you prefer doing that. The point is, you now have more options of what kind of things you can do when you get people into those deep levels of trance.